Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by the CW. Watch new episodes of Batwoman on Sundays at 8, 7 central and Nancy Drew on Wednesdays at 9, 8 central. Or stream both for free on the CW app.
You will say that.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And we have a show in New Jersey the day before our show in Brooklyn. Our show's in Brooklyn, right? The day before our
shows on the same night in Brooklyn, we have a new show in New Jersey.
Go to whoweekly.us to buy tickets to New Jersey. We've never done a show in New Jersey.
It's true. I don't even know how to get there. I do.
It's easy to get there. It's right there.
Sure. You take the train. You take the train
You take one of two trains. You take several trains, and then you're there.
You can't drive there, right? No one drives there.
No, it's too many tunnels.
Yeah,
I agree. I've seen daylight. I don't need to go in that tunnel if I don't need to. What are we talking about this morning? You have the wild press around J-Law's star-studded wedding, all caps. The only photos of guests that I saw were Sienna Miller.
Kris Jenner.
Sienna Miller goes to Jennifer Lawrence's wedding, and I just saw Sienna Miller in a red maxi dress.
Kris Jenner skipped Kim Kardashian's 39th birthday party for J-Law's wedding.
Well, J-Law loves Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't there a story about J-Law getting drunk and then falling asleep in Kris Jenner's closet or something?
Yeah, and Kris Jenner's like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
What's the... It would be the... Kris Jenner's reaction to that is the reverse played... clip of the meme of her closing the laptop,
opening a laptop.
God, I actually have to do that. I should make that video backwards.
That's pretty funny.
For when something is good, it's Kris Jenner opening the laptop.
I mean, the coverage for this is not, you know, she married a who, so that's why this is relevant. But
she married a who? Cook Maroney, art rich guy.
I do love like a celebrity wedding, like anything, like anything that the tabloids can get, they'll take. Like it's just like fucking scrounging together like details that no one cares
about.
Drone
footage of a roof.
Like the set out on a large rectangular tables were rows of squash and carrots, and there were also tons of smoked fish and beef being cooked on open fire pits. Around 11 p.m., a food truck for Boston's Baddest Burger and Sandwich Company parked right outside the mansion. There was also a lobster sandwich food truck available for guests. Okay, so what we have here,
Boston's Baddest Burger and Sandwich.
I don't even know what
truck.
That is. Boston's not even famous for burgers or really sandwiches.
Remember that disgusting salad I had at the Boston bar? And you were like, why are you getting a Greek salad at a bar? And I was like, I don't know. It was the worst. It was the worst Greek salad I've ever had in my whole
life. I know.
Life.
And I said to you as you ordered it, like, why are you getting this?
You're like,
here?
What are you thinking? Thank God we ordered tots for the table. Always order tots for the table.
Or just like anything for the table will do.
It's true. Wait,
anything
keep
that
going.
Looks good that nobody wants will do. No, that's literally that's just like it.
I really that's love I the have. Photos. It was like, get a sneak peek at Jennifer Lawrence's wedding dress. And it's a series of maybe six photos in a slideshow lit by a single candle. And you see maybe something vaguely sparkly on top, but it's surrounded by people, so you only see
that's the drone photo.
Like bust level Jennifer Lawrence, like her face, her neck, and like the tippy tops of her shoulders.
Yeah.
But then
that's
there's drone footage of the roof of the venue, which gives you no comment.
Everyone's like, oh, drones, the future is crazy. It's like the drones can't even take a good pop photo of J-Law's wedding. Like, relax, slow your roll.
Okay. Do we get started? Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you learn everything you know about celebrities you don't.
You will say that.
They want to know.
Wait, you hadn't done that yet?
I think I did it.
No, I think you did.
No, I did.
You did.
I must have. How else could I have started it?
No, you definitely did
it's
do
the
it already,
only
but
way
fun for you to do it.
It
again.
Okay. We're starting with Rachel McCord, someone we have not seen in a very, very long time. And fortunately, she's making it so that we will see as much of her as possible because guess what? She is pregnant. How do we know that? Because she called the Paps and told them to come to her OBGYN appointment where she was given her first printout of an ultrasound. There are amazing paparazzi photos of her and her husband and her mom leaving
and
the OBGYN.
Sister.
And her sister.
The famous one.
Leaving.
Ish.
The OBGYN's office, waving a photo, waving an ultrasound photo. So happy. It is. I've never seen a staged photo like this. Have you? She always finds new
ways. It's very Nicole Kidman leaving the divorce proceedings with her arms wide open, like a bird. It's very like, woo! Like, it's very staged.
Except, what do you think? We've never talked about that photo.
It's very Spencer and Heidi crying in Malibu.
While I do believe Nicole Kidman knew there would be paparazzi there, do you think she actually called them in that instance?
Okay, fair. That's
because
different.
That photo, she's clearly performing, but it's much more realistic. Like, I don't know, escaping that marriage is much more of a triumph than, like, getting pregnant, in my opinion.
Sure. Well, also, my thing is, like, you know, we know Rita likes to call the pops. That's mm-hmm. why we love her so much. But she doesn't pose as if she called the pops. She knows how to, like, pretend that she was just leaving the hotel or she was on her way to dinner. This is like I am posing.
Who could have possibly known I was at the Chateau Marmont for lunch? What?
I mean, who could have known that Rachel McCord was at the gyno, like, getting her ultrasound taken or whatever?
But also, it's the shameless thing where not only do they have the pap photos of her leaving, waving the photos. She's so happy. She's showing a little bit of ab. Ab crack, TBD, because she's covering it up with a ribbon.
She's pregnant. She doesn't have an ab crack.
But she's early. She could still have ab crack. Are you kidding? Right. Emrata will be the woman with the...
pregnant
have an ab crack
farthest
into her pregnancy. She will set the record. Ab crack into 30 weeks. But the best Daily Mail photos, which are the ones that have celebrity involvement, it continues and you're like, oh, this is just typical Daily Mail. But then it's like, when asked, Rachel told us, Rachel said this. And then the photos inside her house are like credited to Daily Mail.
Yes.
Like the photos of the framed ultrasound photo that says love at first sight underneath it. Credit yes. Daily Mail.
Yeah, the woman, she was there when they came out. She followed them home. This is not, you know, this is as planned as it gets. This was scheduled into this woman's calendar.
Which is good because we haven't heard from her in a while.
Who? Rachel McCord?
Rachel McCord.
That's true. We haven't heard from her in a while. And she gave us one of the greatest gifts, which is that book.
Slay the Fame Game.
Slay the Fame
Game. I've read Here's Slay the Fame Game. Let me tell you something. There's not a chapter on OBGYN visits in Slay the Fame Game.
Really?
Not at
well,
all.
No. That's a new chapter. That's actually a new chapter for
well,
her
she's
next
gonna
book.
Have to, a new edition.
The other best part about this Daily Mail article is, did you see the sidebar that's called "What is an ovarian cyst"?
Oh yeah, that's just copied from like the NHS.
In fucking credible. They're out here to educate you as well as show you photos of
because
Rachel
McCord.
Because
this is why Rachel McCord had trouble getting pregnant, because she had ovarian cysts and she didn't
yes.
think she would get
a
pregnant,
very
but
normal,
guess what she did?
A yeah, very normal common. Thing. Love that Daily Mail gave a sidebar, an educational sidebar.
You love that? I love it too. It's nice.
What do you mean? I love just copied and pasted. Oh no, actually it's not from Wikipedia, it's from the Mayo Clinic. So
but doesn't it say
they
and
went to
NHS?
The, yeah, NHS and the Mayo Clinic. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said Wikipedia.
Oh no. While her sister, Anna Lynn, 32, star of TV series American Heiress and Nip Tuck, says the new baby will transform Rachel's world. I believe
love it. Love that her husband is businessman Rick. Rachel says that businessman Rick, 45, has been on cloud nine ever since.
I sent
Rick
you
is
his
so
LinkedIn.
Proud of himself.
I sent you his LinkedIn, right?
Rick's LinkedIn? No, what's his business?
So I didn't know this about Rachel McCord's husband, Rick, because I'd never heard of Rachel McCord's husband, Rick. But Rachel McCord's husband, Rick, made his mark. He started at Pixar doing like... He's like an OG viral marketer, if you believe him, you know, based on his LinkedIn, which he wrote. He's
I've
one of the OG.
Rachel, I've seen Rachel McCord stuff. I believe that her husband's also a viral
specifically
marketer.
Specifically Hollywood viral marketing. So he does like social internet campaigns for movies. And he started at Pixar in the late 90s. And now he does like he just did the like social campaign for not Ma, but one of those cheap horror movies that made $1 billion, you know. So he has a lot of, like The Purge. He did it for The
not
Purge
Ma,
movies.
Not but.
I
not
finally
Ma,
watched
but,
Ma. Oh my
yeah,
God, Ma.
I know. I know
Ma
why you reference Ma.
Places.
Okay, keep going.
And that's it. So he's just this like rich guy. And he started a business called like McCord List. So he's all in on Rachel as well. He's like helping her with her business as well. He did this.
This is just truly like the most detailed Daily Mail article though that they've ever had. Because they have so much... go off of, like they have so many quotes that they don't even know what to do with them. They just put them all in here.
Yeah, because she wanted it.
Like, she keeps saying, like, I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to do that. Anna Lynn McCord wants to cut the cord. I can't have a cesarean section. I think natural birth is best. It literally is like, it's so much. Like, they're not used to having this much material.
What is Rachel going to say to Anna Lynn when the baby is born? Anna Lynn, cut my cord. Cut my cord.
And they're going to go, and Rick's going to be like outside.
No, and that video is going to be on dailymail.co.uk within 30 minutes.
She cut McCord.
She cut McCord. This is really funny. So if you go to the McCordlist.com, which is the business that Rachel McCord and Rick started together.
Stop saying Rick.
When you click on the little like hamburger menu thing and it says like the list of things on the website, it's like home, about the McCord list, about Rachel McCord, join, blog, shop. But the funny thing about this is I left some words out. So it says home, about the McCord list, about Rachel McCord. But the about Rachel McCord section has the subtitle, parentheses, celebrity founder. When you need to point out that it is a celebrity founder, the celebrity is not that strong.
She's like the most. Like, she's the most from the least. Like, there's not much aside. There's not much... Rachel McCord is famous because she says, I'm famous. Like, that is, it's her word. You got to take her word for it, you know?
Well, she's famous because she said, I'm famous, and because her sister actually acted in, like, two things, you know?
In two things, but, like, is not famous.
No.
Right.
I think it's not inspiring because this is not what I want for myself, but it's, like, actually, like, it's a great example. It's a rare example in the Who Weekly universe of someone who has just very openly said, I want this. And then she got exactly what she wanted. And it's not, right. She's not right. Using it to get other things. She likes this category of thing, you know?
Right.
She's not trying to broaden her horizons. She's right. Just trying to kind of maintain her position on this particular horizon. And she keeps doing it. I'm proud of her. And she's got Rick to help her out.
This particular, his last name is Shermer.
Shermer,
by the way. Just in case literally you cared.
You can go to his.
The best part about Rick is that it says, Rick is so proud of himself. He's like, that's right. This is how we do it. He is so proud of his very quick one and done situation. He definitely got the goal. Is Rick like, okay?
No. And Rick definitely wrote that. That is how Rick talks about himself on
his
LinkedIn.
Babe, I'm one and done. I got the goal.
2015, Rick's strategy for Chick-fil-A Kids and Family Program contributed to breaking kids' meal sales records and earning them the coveted number one spot for kids' appeal by Cranes Magazine. 2018, Rick's indie film project I Can Only Imagine grossed over $100 million on the worldwide box office.
I Can Only Imagine is that fucking...
A connection with Chick-fil-A and I Can Only Imagine suggests that this guy's that Rick is incredibly Christian.
I mean, would that surprise you? Rick has bad politics, you're telling me?
Yeah, maybe bad politics.
One and done, Rick has bad politics? Okay. Let's move on to the next story. Jamie Presley said one of her kids was her favorite and got in trouble, which is my favorite scandal.
And the best thing about the scandal is when she got called out, she was like, damn right he's my favorite. Don't try to come for me. I have a favorite.
Well, there's something, the thing that's like mildly funny about it, because everyone's like, this will destroy your children. It's kind of bullshit. But like, this kid is actually from a different father than the other two kids. So it's like, it is kind of like rude. So she took a picture with her oldest kid and she said, best time hanging with my favorite son, Desi. That's right. I said it. I have a favorite son. Although I love all three of my boys with everything I have in me, Des and I have a special bond that no one else will ever match because we've grown up together. Hashtag firstborn. Like, okay, that makes sense. Like, we have a special bond because he's my first kid.
You
right?
could also
and the other
not call him
are,
your favorite. Well, you know?
But that, she digs in, though. She's like, here's my favorite. That's right. He's my favorite. And then causes the drama that forces her to like go on The View or whatever. What was she on? The Talk. Sorry.
The Talk.
To defend this like thing.
And everyone was like, are you serious? And she was like, yes, he's my favorite. Sorry. Liked by Selma Blair.
I hate my other children, and this is my favorite.
Jamie Presley, could not have been more clear. My name is Earl.
Yeah, and like she was a model, James. Remember from the famous
James King,
iconic
James Presley. Sorry, James Presley.
She's also friend to many, like friend to the stars. Iconic friend to the stars.
Remember when she was Taylor Swift's really good friend for a hot minute? And it was like, okay, still, you're a little too old for this.
She's Taylor Swift's like the godmother to her kid.
That's too weird, I think.
I think she's the godmother to her favorite kid, not the others.
No, not that one. It's one of the new ones.
Oh, maybe that's why. Oh, then who am I thinking of?
Are you thinking of Jamie King? No, Presley is friends
Wait,
with...
Wait, I just mixed up Jamie King and Jamie Presley. Completely. Fully. Damn it. Jamie King is the one who has the godson who's Taylor's...
It's my fault for saying, isn't she best friends with Taylor Swift? Because I confused her with Jamie King. Disregard
everything we said
about Taylor Swift.
Hey guys, I'm here at Westfield Century City with the beautiful Jamie King, who is just glowing. First of all, can we talk about you being the most gorgeous pregnant woman I've ever seen?
Oh my God, thank you.
And I love that Taylor's the godmother, but you have a lot of friends. So how do you choose? How did you choose her to be the godmother?
Honestly, it's not even about like who she is or what she does. Yeah. For me, there's not one thing that she does that's not real to her. Mm. She is so incredibly generous that I want these kinds of values to be instilled in my son. Mm. And I know that like that she has been so loving towards my family, and she's so close with her family, that if anything were to ever happen, and on a day-to-day basis, that he will always have someone to look up to that is genuinely a really beautiful human being.
God, so many people are going to be so frustrated until
slam on their brakes, pause the podcast, call in, yell. They're going to get hit by Lori Harvey after pulling over on the side of the road. Then they're going to. Do we just go into that? Since I said it.
Okay, so Lori Harvey. Well, this was like late breaking news, but it's not late breaking because you're going to hear this tomorrow, so it's going to be technically a day old news, but. Lori Harvey got in a text and drive car accident, which is like actually that
Don't
sucks. That's
drive.
Pretty bad. It's not fun for anyone involved. Like, whatever. But the thing is that she was so like flustered that she just tried to leave. Well, her car flipped. The guy who she hit came to help her get out of her car. And then she was so like confused.
And so
she
they charged her with
and
hit
the cops
and
were
run
like,
because
you can't
she tried
leave.
To leave.
Like, don't leave.
They might drop the charge. They may have dropped that charge when they took her to the station because they did. They took her to the station after that.
That feels. That
she might
feels
be, she
very
may have been
like
out of it and like didn't know
too
what to
much.
Do. Because like really, how do you actually
right
get charged with hit and run when it's like
if your car flipped, like even if you're the one who hit and your car flips and you're like all fucked up
and the car is still
like
there,
confused.
You know, she didn't try to drive away. She tried to
like,
walk
okay,
away.
Okay, I'll walk. Like
yeah. And she was in a big, but she was in a big G-Wagon.
She tried to walk home.
Fancy Mercedes SUV. Anyway, the first person.
Don't text and drive.
No, don't text and drive. But anyway, she texted and drove, hit another car, tried to walk away, and then FaceTimed her dad. What advice is the dad? Like, he's just going to say, wait around for the cops.
Advice? He's going to get her out of jail.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's fucking Steve Harvey.
How do us women identify quality men?
Here's the one quality you want a man to have. Does he do what he says he's going to do? If he says he's going to call you and he don't ever call you when he say he going to call you.
Anyway.
He's going to think like a man. He's going to get her out of jail. I don't know. She's not dating Diddy anymore. Apparently that's fizzled in case you want like
that
update.
I don't think that was ever real.
I don't know. It seemed a little real to me. But it doesn't matter because it's literally over.
It's
and
literally
we can, like,
over.
We can all breathe easy now that Lori Petty isn't dating Diddy anymore. Her
Lori Petty? That's the wrong
Lori. Her ex-boyfriend's dad. What did
Lori
I say?
Lori Petty is the wrong Lori.
What did I say? Oh, Lori Harvey. Sorry. I called her Lori Petty. Lori Petty is an actress.
From A League of Their Own.
Yo, Lori Petty is great, though.
Okay.
What if Lori
Once again,
Petty...
not to be rude, Lori Petty is terrible. Lori Petty is a terrible actress in everything, including
Don't
the roles
that
are her most iconic.
She's good in A League of Their Own.
Well, I'll go. I'm ready right now. I gotta sign something.
I don't want you. I want her, the one who hit the ball. You can climb back under the cow.
I am having like a huge issue today already. Lori Petty.
Lori Petty is a terrible actor.
What if Lori Petty was dating Diddy all of a sudden? What
that I would support.
Okay.
Also, they're age appropriate.
Me too. Honestly, me too. I wonder how she's doing. Okay.
Lori Petty seems like a lovely person. I just think that she's terrible in everything.
Yeah, you've been having
in Orange is the New Black. She's
awful. So many strong opinions recently.
I can't help my strong opinion.
You're like
Demi Lovato is dumb. True. Lori Petty's a bad actress.
True. What else you got?
Those are my two strong opinions after doing this for almost 4 years. I think we're good.
That's it. That's it. Literally
Demi
it.
Lovato is dumb and Lori Petty is a bad actress.
I mean, to be fair, like, those are two opinions that nobody will come for you for. Like, those like, everyone's, like, ready to be mad, and they hear that, and they're like, well, can't argue with literally either of those. Okay, moving on.
Just waiting for, like, the petty party to come for me. The Lovatics and the petty party.
It's funny that no Lovatics came.
They know. The Lovatics know.
No Lovatics stood up.
Hey, at least I support her music. I support her art. They're okay.
Yes.
They understand that she's stupid.
Okay, let's not dig in deeper.
Rebecca! Rebecca!
Got you.
You butt smear.
What'd I tell you? Don't say butt smear. It's not becoming. Say asshole or dickwad.
Bobby, did you know that it's Live Nation's Concert Week? And from now through May 14th, you can get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows?
I did know because Live Nation sent us a list of all of the concerts. And I'm obsessed because I'm definitely going to see some of these people.
Well, you can get up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, including Alanis Morissette, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson. Who else am I seeing? Lainey Wilson.
Peso Pluma and Sarah McLachlan, like, back to back. That's fun. Megan Trainor, then Peso Pluma, then Sarah McLachlan, and have us the summer of my life.
So grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long for just $25 each. Visit livenation.com/concertweek to buy now. That's livenation.com/concertweek to buy now.
Amanda Stanton is reportedly dating E-star Morgan Stewart's ex, Brendan Fitzpatrick. This is gibberish to me.
It's total gibberish.
Ooh. What? So he's
saying E-star is like saying person, like woman.
No, but then saying E-star's ex is just taking you to another level of who.
Amanda Stanton was on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Amanda Stanton for a long
time. Does terrible spawn and is blonde and has a kid and has dated a few Bachelor people. Morgan Stewart, I think, is on one of those, like, you know, the shows they always promo where they're like, Miley Cyrus has a new man, and the other host is like, yeah, and it's not me. And it's like, ah, ha, 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 more tonight at 10. Like, it's one of those, like,
rich.
Do you know what I mean? You know those, like,
rich. It's Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
No. Morgan Stewart, but she's now on. Isn't she now on one of those talk shows? Or no? Am I crazy?
The one, like, Girl Code or whatever?
It's like one of those, like, interstitial live E, like, am I mixing up another thing? This is a real...
No, I can't stop laughing at this. That was a very good impersonation of like E promos.
I mean, do you see them?
Where the people who are editing E promos are, number one, like, wasted, and number two, just getting the worst possible footage, and then, like, someone just throws, like, a hard drive on their desk, and they're like, good luck, we need it in 30 minutes.
I mean...
On Nightly Pop, we'll be discussing J-Lo again because she is perfection.
And I'll be wearing less shirt.
Shirt? Don't you mean shirts, like, plural?
No, just one shirt, but less of it.
Okay. Tune in Mondays at 11 and Thursdays at 10:30.
And it's just like Melissa Rivers being like, ah!
Like, you have to respect them because they really do, like, do this insane thing. But it's embarrassing. I hope to one day do it. Okay, wait, I'm right. Bobby, she's on Nightly Pop, which is this show, I fucking knew it, where they have those interstitials where you'll be, like, watching, like, whatever, and it'll be, like, cut to, like, almost a live clip of three people, and one's like, hey, Katy Perry went cliff diving today, and there's, like, I'd like to have her dive into my cliff, and they're like, ah, tonight on E! Tonight at 10. But it's always, like, the same. So she's...
What is it?
Daily Pop. Or, like, Nightly...
You said Nightly Pop.
No, so it used
Pop
to be called
earlier.
Nightly... There's a show called Nightly Pop, and there's a show called Daily Pop. She's an E! Correspondent. She's been on, like, E! Live from the red carpet and like live on E! And fashion shows and whatever. And she started
on... Is Scarlett Johansson's failed popcorn company just an E! Offshoot? There's Nightly Pop, there's Daily Pop, and there's Yummy Pop.
I mean, it's not as successful as Daily Pop, apparently. So Morgan Stewart started on Rich Kids, and she turned that into an E! Correspondent gig. Got it?
So it's sort of like when it's like the classic Viacom angle where like your Real World or Road Rules star becomes a VJ or like an on-air personality or something.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
So like 2 days ago, headline from Forbes, Morgan Stewart drops her fall collection of Morgan Stewart Sport as her career heats up at E. She apparently was married to / engaged. I don't really know what they're... Were they married? Whatever. Who cares? She was dating her former co-star on the show that got her famous, which is Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, which aired from 2014 to 2016. His name is Brendan Fitzgerald. I'm not quite sure what he's like up to now because that's the only thing on his IMDb. He's probably still being rich.
Want to be super brief about this. You and I had a conversation at Johnny's DJ event. Okay, so then I recap the conversation with both Donnie and Dorothy.
Yeah.
And they informed me of some things that were really upsetting to me.
Okay.
Apparently you called my wedding a cocktail party.
Yeah. I'm Mexican, our weddings are 600 people, and we serve breakfast. So to me it's a little small. But your wedding, your choice.
This is why we're sitting down, you and I. Everyone talks about everybody. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody makes a snide comment. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm the queen of that.
Right.
But when it starts to become a mutual discussion amongst our friends, that's when it puts me in a weird place.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. But you say things about Dorothy that aren't very nice.
Okay, what do I say about Dorothy that aren't very nice?
Like you call Twinkie.
Who chose that?
Doesn't matter.
I sometimes say things thinking that they can get away with being jokes, and that's really not always the case. It's ugly for me to have said it. I love Dorothy, and I feel so badly about it, and I truly regret it, and I'm so sorry about it that I don't even really know how to express it to her.
Probably. That sounds right. That's like that's a good
guess. And they broke up recently?
Mm-hmm.
They got married in 2016. Okay, they got married in 2016. They broke up. She posted Notes app. Duh. Notes app. They grew apart. Whatever. Long notes app for just saying they grew apart, but okay.
And now she's dating.
No, now he's dating.
Now he's dating Amanda Stanton. Okay, I got it.
Got it?
That all makes sense.
So if this was a segment on Daily Pop, it would be one of the other people going, "Hey, Morgan, I hear your ex is dating some bachelor girl now." And then some other guy would go, "Yeah, you're that looks like you're the bachelor at now," and they go and be like, "Tonight on E." Tonight at 10.
I only barely understand what this show I still don't really get what the show is.
People who sit around and talk about pop culture, if anyone should understand why that's a show, it's us. It's literally this show that we probably auditioned for at some point in this like wild ride of Who Weekly. We didn't. They would never put us on E. Are you fucking kidding me?
Run-ins, Hollywood's hot new hookups, and a sexy guest star is stopping by.
Hint, it's not John Mayer.
No, it's not.
He did not respond to her DM.
No, he didn't. Thank you. Plus, a brand new self-care or nightmare. Monday at 11 and Thursday at 10:30 p.m.
We want to talk about the Paddington pooper.
Yeah, this is the big story of the day by far. This is insane.
There's the Paddington pooper, but she calls him the Paddington poopernator.
Who?
I'm seeing like two words,
but it's called the Paddington Pooper scandal. That's what the saga is
but
called.
Roxy herself calls this person the Paddington Poopernator.
Sure, but she's point not is, the media. The media is calling it the pooper, the Paddington Pooper. Mm-hmm. This is from Australia. Okay. If you can't already tell, we're talking about Australia. Because if it's like a wacky
more antics in Australia.
So what happened was the nation of Australia, all of it. I'm just going to assume they're all obsessed with this. I don't know if that's true. You can call in and tell us. According to the breathless Daily Mail coverage, this is the number one topic in Australia. Everyone's obsessed.
If you go out in public these days, chances are you'll be caught on CCTV. The jogger who left an unwanted deposit outside PR queen Roxy Jasenko's office should have thought about that, because now everyone knows what she did and what she looks like.
and she took a poopy in between cars in front of, unfortunately, this woman's office who happens to be a celebrity publicist named Roxy Jasenko. Okay? And normally I feel like you would be, this would be a story that you would tell a friend, a few friends, this woman take a poopy in front of my office. Pretty funny.
Oh, I have CCTV footage. It's really funny.
You want to see it? It's on my, you know, my Ring took a video of this woman taking a poopy. I'm going to show you. It's hilarious. You know, like that's what you, that's a normal person.
It's
reaction.
Also an angle from above. So you don't actually, number one, see the poopy or like no. You don't see the act of poopy.
I thought she was peeing.
Yeah,
but obviously, she's what she left was evidence of, you know, what she did.
There's no nudity in the video. There's no. Even poopy in the video, at least that we saw. You see a woman like pull down her leggings and then take a squat
and do her business and then fucking run off as you would.
Because she's in athleisure.
She's
in her Fabletics. You know, she's ready to go in more ways than one.
So what's amazing is this woman is rock. Her name is Roxy Jasenko. She's a celebrity publicist. She has a company called Sweaty Betty PR.
Mason works for PR queen Roxy Jasenko's Sweaty Betty agency, whose security cameras caught the colon caper.
And because she's a publicist, she like blew this up because a publicist knows the story when they see one.
PR companies love giving their companies like the most deranged names possible.
So she goes to this TV show called A Current Affair, which I have not heard of, but it's like,
oh,
the
yeah, we've talked about A Current Affair a lot.
It's like the 2020 of Australia, right?
Yeah. But we don't know. It's on 24 hours a day in Australia.
It's not.
It's just like constantly on.
So they are desperate for content. They're like, oh, you got a pooper at your office? We're down. Like, we will feature this. So she tells the host, Tracy Grimshaw, which is she related to Nick Grimshaw? But whatever, that's a whole other story. And they're like, who is this pooper?
We've been told the alleged offender has deleted all her social media accounts to avoid her activewear being recognized.
Apparently she's identified, but the woman, she's like embarrassed. So she deletes all her social media and she's like, and her friends are like, please don't like reveal our friend. Like she's going through it right now. Mm-hmm. Like there's more than you know. And it's like, I bet there is. She took a poopy in the middle of the street. But then part of me is like, you know, shit happens mm-hmm. when you gotta go. You know, like maybe she had like a bad burger.
But the thing is, it happened twice.
No.
It happened twice.
No.
She said she did it twice. It wasn't just once.
And after going through the vision, how many times has this jogger been back?
So I've counted up to about 5 times, which, thank God, I didn't have much lunch yesterday, which is okay. Is the amount of times I had to watch it last night, and just more and more, you're just like, oh, she's back again. I kind of like, last week would be the first time that I noticed it because it was much further down, and I drove over it like nothing else, just, you know, and realised, I'm like, that's a shame for the car, that's all right. But then the neighbour brought it to my attention, she goes, no, it's actually much more up the street as well. But,
She hasn't been back in a week. Roxy Jasenko announces the Paddington Pooper's reign of terror is over, and the culprit was identified and deleted her social media accounts. Mm-hmm.
So Roxy then knows who it is, but didn't reveal it, which I guess is nice of her.
She didn't want to get in trouble for shaming her mm-hmm. because she knows that she would, because she's in PR. And, you know, we're not in the business of shaming people these days.
Yeah.
But she is enjoying and lapping up the press that she's getting for having somebody do a poopy in front of her office.
So when she released the video, people on Twitter were saying, oh, is this Jackie O, who is an Australian radio host that we have talked about on the show before?
Very and Jackie famous O had, in Australia.
Jackie O had to come out and be like, this is not me. Are you kidding me? Like, I work during that part of the day. Like, also, I only poop in the morning. I don't poop in the afternoon.
Let me make
one
thing
clear. And by the way, I never need to do it in the afternoon. It's always in the morning. And I'm not going for a jog in the morning because I've got this radio show. So I don't think it'd ever be a problem.
Do we need to know every inch of your bloody bowel movements?
I'm just saying, I never, ever do it after midday.
Ever.
It's done.
That's the best part. Because she's a radio host, she's got to fill hours and hours of content. So she probably went on this whole thing, oh, I only poop in the morning, she said.
She says,
how do you
control
when you poop?
She says, I do not poop in the afternoon.
How do you control when you poop?
People are, if you are right, that's the language behind regularity. She's extremely regular. She probably has a very consistent diet.
Couldn't find me pooping regularly in my whole life. In my full life.
Well, you don't drink coffee also.
I don't have a cycle of poop. How do you what if you had like a burrito whenever and like you don't know when that's coming?
I'm saying there are
people.
Obviously there are like ebbs and flows.
It's like Jackie O's eating a sweet green every day at 2. She knows when
she's
pooping.
You've heard of that. People saying like, oh, I took my like morning poop.
I mean, like I've heard of it, but it's
had
just...
had my coffee, then I get, I'm pooping at 10 a.m. or something, whatever.
I find it unbelievable is what I have to say. Unbelievable, not believable, I say.
I find it believable with someone who has like a very rigid, a rigid like daily schedule, like someone who has a radio show like this where you can't be late, like everything has to be just so.
If I had a normal, you're saying if I wasn't a freelancer, I would poop normal?
Yeah, I mean, myself included too. I feel like I had a more regular schedule when I had a more regular schedule, if you know what I mean.
They never mention this. And like, you know, they're like, well, you know, you're a freelancer. They're like, you'll be a freelancer. You need to buy your own health insurance. You'll need to make your own schedule. Pooping never came up that I would, you know, miss out on a regular poop schedule.
Where would it have come up?
Just saying, like, I was never warned about that when I got into this lifestyle that I would be signing up for never pooping normal again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But well, that's the sacrifice that we make to bring you this fine entertainment.
Shit happens, and sometimes it doesn't. This is really funny. So she pooped, and I like...
Who is Roxy Jasenko? That's what I'm obsessed with, because via the pooper, we found this new person who is herself a hilarious person.
Well, she's a publicist, so she's definitely got a very specific kind of personality. She's very outspoken. She's very... thirsty for the spotlight, so she's happy to talk about this. She's written a million books.
Four.
Well, yeah. What are these books also? Because there's there's one that's very like obvious, that's like Roxy's Little Black Book of Tips and Tricks, which is like very clearly a book about like to do PR, how to do social media. But what are the other ones?
The other three are like pseudo fiction. They're like,
YA or something.
They're like about her life, but she calls them fiction. So you're supposed to be like, oh, it's like she's writing about herself, but not, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, so they're about her career as a publicist.
The spotlight, strictly. But then the best part is somebody wrote a book about her. A journalist wrote a book about her called Blonde Ambition, The Roxy Jasenko's Untold Story. Because apparently her life is a little bit crazy because she married this guy who was then quickly arrested for fraud. For like, you know, tax fraud. Investment fraud. And they sent him to jail for like 2 years, I think. He's serving a one-year jail sentence after a jury found him guilty on June 2nd.
Your husband's a criminal, a white-collar thief who committed a serious crime and has shown no remorse.
Yeah, well, they're all, you know, sensational headlines from a newspaper or a TV show. But
no, they're all facts.
Facts at the moment, but the appeal is lodged and it'll be heard on the 19th of October.
He's out now, and while he was in jail, she cheated on him with her ex-boyfriend, and there were photos taken of them together.
Nabil Ghazal?
Yeah, and then they caught him with photos, kissing, in front of a large glass window. And she was like, oh my God, that was such a huge mistake. And then she apologized, and they got back together with her husband when he got out of jail. And this is all detailed in the book, Blonde Ambition, the Roxy Jasenko story.
So she's back with the husband who went to jail for fraud.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess love wins.
The great part of this book is that it details kind of, because I can only read one chapter because I'm not buying this fucking book, but that I read was on trial, the first chapter one on trial. And it's all about how she used her husband's like court appearances to show off all of her outfits. Like every day that they went to court, she like showed up in like a new look. So it says, but like people, you know, loved it. The media loved it. It says her PR rivals would claim Roxy was hijacking her husband's court case. They speculated based on the traffic and increased media interest in Roxy's Instagram. The ambitious PR renegade had spied an opportunity. If she had, they mused, it might be the chance to shore up her PR business, which had surely been stung by the acknowledged recession that had bitten down on the PR industry at large. Yeah. Their businesses, too. Roxy's wardrobe would virtually dominate media coverage of Curtis's trial. When one newspaper reported she had turned up in court in a black leather laced lambskin Louis Vuitton dress worth $5,469. Dozens more picked up the story online and amplified it. So the revelation that Roxy knew her YSL from her ASOS, from her Five Sauce, oh my God, became one of the biggest stories on the internet in Australia for a month.
So she's good at sort of capturing attention and like using things to her advantage, which happened with this poopy story because she also turned her poopy story into spawn.
Yes, and she also got her husband kind of in trouble because the judge said He sentenced Curtis to a maximum of 2 years in prison to be released after 1 year on good behavior. She dismissed a request from Curtis's lawyers to consider the intense media scrutiny that Mr. Curtis himself has invited media attention. He is not to be equated with his wife in this context.
This Metamucil spawn doesn't really make sense, though. Like, I get that, like, when you think about
it. No, I think it was a joke. I think it was a joke.
She didn't actually, this isn't actually spawn.
No, she did, like, a funny video with Metamucil.
Yeah, but she made money on this video. Absolutely.
She did? You think so?
This calls it a commercial. Like, the Daily Mail calls it a commercial for Metamucil.
But I don't think it's an actual commercial for Metamucil. I think it's a joke. It says, I highly recommend it. Roxy Jasenko cashes in on Paddington Pooper Fiber by shooting a commercial for fiber supplement Metamucil. But then you watch it, and it's like an Instagram video.
No, I know it's an Instagram video, but did she get paid to do an Instagram spot?
I kind of don't. I think she was just, like, doing a joke. Like a fake ad, like a fake advert.
They say that she cashed in. I don't know. It's very unclear. I would believe it either way. Point is, it's conceptually unsound because, like, the woman is pooping. She doesn't need Metamucil. Like,
right.
You know
if
what
anything,
I mean?
She needs, what gives you, what backs you up? Literally everything but Metamucil. You know, like, she needs, like, what some mozzarella sticks.
What is it? Imodium AD.
Yeah. What stops the diarrhea?
Mozzarella sticks.
You know, like, what gets you stuffed
like, go
up?
On vacation. Honestly, just go on vacation
yeah,
if you can't
vacation,
stop pooping.
You'll
the
never
moment you go on
again.
Vacation, you won't poop for 3 weeks.
Yeah, just like go on vacation, stop at a TGI Fridays and order the appetizer mix and you'll never shit again.
Or
you know?
Don't stop at a TGI Fridays. Get on one plane. You won't shit for 2 weeks. The moment you're on a plane, no one tells you that in health class. Go on vacation, you're not going to poop. Good luck.
In health class. In health class. Okay.
Although then you find yourself wondering like, I haven't pooped in a long time. And it's like, oh, because I've eaten fish and chips for the past like 8 days straight. Everything I've eaten for the past 8 days is
right.
Tan.
Right. And you're like, I wonder why I'm never pooping again.
Why do I feel weird?
You know, like on your fifth day of vacation, you're like, I need a salad. I'll do anything for a salad. Yeah. Like you become that person.
Oh, I just need some leafy
fruits
greens.
And vegetables. Oh, did this place have fruits and vegetables? And it's like you're literally at like a pub or whatever. Or wherever you're visiting, you know, you're...
Oh, I just need a salad.
Oh, God. Anyways... Roxy Jasenko, we love her. Is she actually famous in Australia? We'll really never know. According to this, she's like literally the number one star.
She seems famous enough.
Enough.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't doubt that she is as famous as this makes her seem.
Her
she's
husband
as famous
going to
as
jail
someone who would, she's as famous
this?
As someone who would like do this poopy video with
and
the
her husband
emoji.
going to jail for like this type of offense would definitely like get them attention because it's mm-hmm. a big deal. He stole like $2 million.
I mean, I would love this woman if she kept showing up to her husband's court appearances in full glam, like mm-hmm. just trying to make a name for herself. We mm-hmm. would talk about her. If this were happening mm-hmm. right now, we would talk about her absolutely. Mm-hmm. Stealing the spotlight away from her husband. Also distracting. There's something sort of smart about it, too.
It's great.
You know?
It's great. The judge said that while her young husband had received more than his share of bad press in the years preceding his trial, it was ironic that after centuries of relative civility, technological advances had allowed an explosion of dissemination of medieval attitudes on social media. It is troubling, the judge added, that unlike Mr. Hartman, that's his partner who also got in trouble, Mr. Curtis has not embraced responsibility for his offending and has expressed no contrition to any degree whatsoever about his crime to fund a lifestyle of conspicuous extravagance.
Before we move on, what was interesting is that I just want to mention this because I know people will call in if we don't mention it. People are sort of questioning whether or not now we have heard news that like this woman does exist. You know, should we believe that this woman is real just because we've heard sources say that like the woman is very upset. She deleted
the
her
pooper.
Social media.
You're still talking about the pooper.
People are still speculating that Roxy made all of this up. Because
oh, like it was a lie.
A lot of
she
things,
was the pooper all
a lot
along.
Of things have happened in front of her office in the past.
What
her
happened?
Plants, she has, because of this camera that she has in the front of her office, she captures a lot of things. And so like she captured people stealing her plants, which were apparently worth $900. They were fiddly figs.
Those are not $900 plants, but okay.
She said that they stole her, well, I think the pots were also very expensive that
okay,
they were
okay,
in.
Okay.
And then another time someone wrote, Roxy is a C word in graffiti across from her office. And she got publicity for that. So people are saying, I think this woman is making this up because she keeps inventing these things so that she can get press for.
It's kind
like,
of incredible that
controversies that happen in front of her office.
That these three things have happened. All three, yeah. Like, notable and different.
Which is, I mean, they're honestly, like, I would believe it if it were someone taking, maybe it's happening because people know that there's a camera there and that they think it will be funny. Maybe it's happening just by coincidence, by an accident.
Right,
maybe she is doing it all herself. But like,
maybe she's the
pooper, that speculation is out there. I'm just trying to get ahead of the calls.
Everyone's calling from Australia. The entire Australian landscape is calling, being like, she did it. Well,
she just loves her closed camera television.
I bet. What do you think if the pooper, or like this woman who just went and took a squat, was one of her like many assistants? Like, okay, put on this jogging gear, jog by,
squat.
Take a squat. I'll get video of you, and we'll call you the pooper.
Well, she seems sort of devious. She seems sort of like she's capable of doing something like that. Am I saying that she did? No.
I mean, is this in Roxy's little black book of tips and tricks that came out a few years ago?
Be funny if, like,
$16.99
someone finally buys the book and is like, wait a second, there's literally a chapter on starting a poop controversy.
There's a poopy chapter.
How did we not see this coming? Have you ever almost pooped in public?
Me?
Like,
of course.
Have you ever been in a situation when you might, were like, this is dire?
Yes. I'm alive. Every human has. That's being alive.
Not to mention Viacom again. You know this story. When I was working at Viacom, and there was literally an email that got sent out that was like, the norovirus is spreading around the building. The whole building.
I could see you opening that email and then immediately shitting your pants. Just in fear and like hypochondria.
And it was like, everyone, please start using hand sanitizer as much as possible. Like, norovirus is out, sweeties. Ugh. Like, it is going everywhere. And I was like, I cannot get norovirus. This cannot happen. And then one day, I was at work, and you feel like the first act, you know, like
the first,
you feel the prologue,
first act.
You
the
feel like the prologue and you're like, oh God, something's not right.
Just
like,
a long monologue.
Like the exposition is like, you know, and you're like, oh no. And I told everyone, I was like, I gotta go home. I think this is about to get bad. And everyone was like, good luck. Like, bye. Like, whatever. It was Francesca and Kathy.
Oh.
And I get on the train and I'm like, I gotta make it. Transfer. I'm on my new train. I'm on the final train. I gotta make it. And there was a point where it started slowing down because, you know, the train, sometimes it's like traffic ahead of us, whatever, slows down. And I was near the door, you know, between the trains.
Yeah.
And I kept I was thinking, I'm going to have to poop in the between trains. I was like, I'm going to have to poop in between trains. It was getting so bad. And I was visualizing myself having
pooping.
To do like this poop jogger and just suck it up and poop between the tracks.
What
it
if like you had done
so
that and
scary.
You would have let, and what if you like, because you know people who go, but it's like very dangerous.
You could
like,
die.
What if something happened? What if you died with your pants down? Like
that is
pooping?
That is the most. If I died taking an emergency poop, norovirus poop between two trains,
I don't know what
my friends, you included, would say like. We all knew that was bound to happen, honestly.
No, I would be like, it was cancer. Like, I would do anything to like...
No! You tell people. That's peak me.
No, that's terrible. No, that's... That would be so terrible.
You would tell people. Spread the word, please. Spread the word. Use this as a PSA against like doing anything between the trains, even if you have to take an emergency poop.
Were you supposed to just poop? Just poop on the train?
Yeah.
Just
and then I made
it
home and I did
rip?
Poop in the toilet. And then both of my roommates got norovirus.
Nice.
One by one, because it's a very like quick incubation state. Like the first one got it because the other one was like staying at her boyfriend's house for a couple nights. So the first one got it and was like quote unquote, like not mad at me. Like, I'm not mad at you. And then she was sick. And then the next one came back from her boyfriend's house and then like also got it.
She didn't have come back.
Oh, it was awful.
She shouldn't have come back.
No, I know. She should have stayed.
That's incredible. Great story.
A lot of poop talk lately. I'm sorry, everyone.
I know. It's true. It's like, I love that you just told that full saga. Like, I'm going to spare
funny.
You my almost poopy story. Like, feel like I don't really need to share it.
What's
once.
Your almost poopy story?
It's not as good as that. It's just, you know, it's like when you, you know, you just gotta, when you gotta poop, you gotta poop.
I mean, the funniest thing about my story, I think, is getting the company-wide email that's like, norovirus is going around.
I gotta say, though, like, this is even grosser, but if you're wearing, like, really tight and stretchy, like, jogger gear and you gotta poop, that poop is staying. Like, it's not going. It's not going far,
going, know, plane emoji, nowhere.
It's going nowhere. It's like, it's not really going to go. Ooh, okay. Well, I think we should move on because anyone who's like, doesn't like poop talk is like still skipping. Skip, 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 skip. Maybe I'll put an ad here so they can skip right through it. Just kidding.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I got the Shoppies and I'm ready to shop.
Shoppies.
Thank God it's Rakuten's Big Give Week. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Ulta, Adidas, Doc Martin, Ray-Ban. I'm just naming the ones that I like, the brands that I like. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During the Big Give Week, May 6th through May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. I just actually got some cash back. It's incredible. Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. They have 15 million members who are already saving.
So join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of Big Give Week's 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
You want to talk about Dennis Quaid and his girlfriend, Lana Savoie, who are engaged. No?
Savoie? Lana Savoie?
We've talked about them before. We've She's like, what, before. 22? She's... And he's like 85? How old?
She's 26 and he's 65. She's okay, a PhD close. Student at UT, hook 'em horns.
Beauty and Brains, of course.
Oh, Beauty and Brains. She's not the OG Beauty and Brains.
Yes.
Neri Oxman is the OG Beauty and Brains, but she's one canceled. Of the many Beauty and Brains.
Yeah.
So they're finally engaged. I mean, I
can't believe, I know
happen.
She's getting her PhD, but I can't believe she's a student at U of T.
She's a student at UT, so they probably, I think what's funny about this is that they probably, like, don't really see each other that often, you know?
No. She's busy.
She's busy, he's busy, he keeps making movies. Did you see that? Did you see that one, like, new Netflix movie? I think it's a Christmas movie, but it says,
yeah.
like,
yeah,
and then it says, like, starring Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, and it's an ensemble. It's literally eight people.
Because no one in the ensemble is recognizable, and honestly, neither is Dennis Quaid.
Ashley Tisdale is in this movie.
No
and
one
you're going to say...
As I said, no one in the ensemble is recognizable, including Dennis Quaid. I'm talking about them specifically and also just the photography and like the way the
photo
is
composed.
It's
very like the Family Stone. Like it wishes it was the Family
but
Stone.
You can tell that someone was like, you got to put starring Dennis Quaid on there because no one's going to recognize him.
I mean, and then they wrote starring Dennis Quaid under that. Can't wait.
Starring Dennis Quaid.
I can't
Where
wait.
Where do you want to put it? Where do you want to put starring Dennis Quaid?
Anywhere.
Find a place that fits. Find a place that fits. Find a place that fits.
You like this story because when they quote them, someone obviously is like, what do you guys like to do together? Like, what's your thing?
And
like,
this is what he says. And this is old. This is from reporting from like probably like 2 months ago.
Okay.
But still they quoted it again and it says.
Okay.
And this is Dennis talking to Us Weekly. We love to go to dinner. I love to go to dinner at Catch. That's our favorite restaurant. Love that place. Or just make a special night when we're on the road. Go someplace, have her find a great restaurant that she really wants to go to. Or something like going to the Nutcracker with the kids. Whatever it is to get out.
So what you're saying is that your favorite thing to do together is go out to eat.
Whenever, wherever, however, with whoever. That's all they want to do. You know, get out of the house.
Fair. I mean, who can blame them?
We love to go to dinner.
Yeah, we love to
I
go
also
dinner.
Love that he's like, I let her pick it, whatever she wants, who cares? It honestly sounds like a really nice, like, easy relationship.
For him, especially.
And for her.
Yeah,
she's
maybe.
Like, I gotta go back to class. And he's like, whatever.
Bye, babe. See you, babe.
There's something like, there's always something kind of aspirational about a relationship like this, where it's just like two people being like, they don't necessarily seem like, you know, there's no, where there's like the lack of PDA, the lack of like, any of that. There's no like overcompensating, like we're so in love. It's just like we go to dinner, we're engaged. I like hanging out with her sometimes. It's like, that's great.
Also, remember when he was on Watch What Happens and he was like too sexy and he kept being like,
okay, first of all, he wasn't sexy, he was wasted.
Yeah, he was like, he was being like very like, he was aggressively like sexual, not like in an offensive way to anyone else, but more like I was offended by his like insistence.
Well, he had his earring. Like old man biceps out and his yeah. old man earring in, and yeah. also he had like
his
old man
Ford
his old man like gelled hair, you know?
Right. Okay.
It's like my shitty, terrible old landlord. Okay. Thank God he's not my landlord anymore. When I went back to the apartment, did I tell you about this?
No.
He's like clearly going through it, because when I went back to the apartment to do our like walkthrough for the security deposit, he shows up on a motorized unicycle with his hair in a brand new like gel do.
No. You guys gave him a midlife crisis.
Oh.
Well, I think you did.
No, he owns plenty of fucking like any number of his tenants probably gave him a midlife crisis. He did it to himself.
I think you guys gave him a midlife crisis.
I was like, what's this? He was holding this thing and I was like, what does he hold? Oh my God. And he was holding a motorized unicycle and his hair was all like gelled up, kind of like Dennis Quaid in this photo. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Has Dennis Quaid ever had a threesome?
Yes.
Dennis Quaid, how hung are you?
I never had any complaints, let's put it that way.
Thank you very much, Dennis Quaid.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Okay, let's move on to Rita. We already talked about this, but we should talk about it in depth because I think when we were reading about
We didn't believe it. And now
we didn't believe it
because
it's like, remember like how Rita starred in that movie with Carrie Fisher that still has not come out, that like probably
will
never
Wonderwall,
come out?
Bitch?
Wonderwall?
I remember.
Wonderwell. And it's like, we hear a lot of rumors about Rita. It's hard to believe most of them. And this one where it was like, she's auditioning or in the running for this like Disney remake of Oliver Twist or Oliver, blah, 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 blah. We took it with a grain of salt. Not only is this movie actually happening, she has been cast as the Artful Dodger, and there are other big names attached. One of those names is Michael Caine. Like, she's in a real movie with Michael Caine.
So fucking wild. Rita is in the middle of this, like, actual movie? Question mark? Who else is in it?
Lena Headey.
Raph Law. Jude Law's son, Raph, who is previously a model and now is apparently opposite Rita.
It's
also weird because she has a main role. Who?
I mean, she's the Artful Dodger.
She's Dodge. It's Dodge.
Okay, so they're calling her Dodge.
They're calling her Dodge. She Instagrammed from, like, a table read. I was, like, dying from this. This is everything to me. I'm so
okay,
happy.
Okay, but did you read, no offense to this rollout structure.
What?
The film will be made available on Comcast Own Your Broadcaster Sky's UK movie platform Sky Cinema on the same day as theatrical release. So
okay,
looks like
so
it might be kind of a low budget thingy.
It's on demand / in theaters. That's okay.
But
that's
okay. Fine.
We live in 2019.
That's fine.
Do I like how British it is? It's so British.
Well, it's Oliver Twist. It should be.
But I like that she is doing a movie in England. Like, she did Detective Pikachu, which was a big movie, right? And she had a smaller role, but she was great. We would argue. She was good.
Yeah.
And now she's like, okay, well, I want to do more of that. I really liked acting. And she also had a small role in another American film, 50 Shades. And now she's like, I want to do a bigger role, but why don't I do like a British film, like something over here?
A smaller film that I can really practice my acting chops.
Yeah, and do something weird. Like, I wonder if the point is to be weird. Like, I don't know. I
mean, and Michael Caine, distinguished actor, but he's been making like some pretty dumpy decisions lately, you know?
Yeah,
like,
let's be. It's
Michael
Caine
is like going to take what he can get at this point.
Yeah. But he
but
hears
it's still,
Oliver.
It's Michael Caine.
Michael Caine could do Oliver Twist with his eyes closed and his hands tied behind his back. You know, he doesn't need like he. This is like not even. He already memorized.
And he's
the
villain.
He memorized the whole fucking thing last year. He doesn't need. You know, he.
No, he memorized it in 1951.
It's
like
true.
He knows everything that he's doing.
Right. So like for him, this is like gimme. This is like a. This is the equivalent of Rita Ora selling a necklace. You know, this is his gimme.
Yes. Yes. Moving
on. You got a necklace to sell? I got it. Don't worry. Can do that.
Rita Ora flashes her underwear and sheer top and racy chaps as she takes to the stage for a very energetic performance in Mexico.
As opposed to the not energetic performances?
I just flashes her underwear means that she's wearing sort of a sheer top that exposes her bra. She's not flashing her top. That's that's the top.
That's
she's not
the
flashing
top.
Underwear. That's the top.
That's the top.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know,
this
Daily
is literally
Mail.
The bustier conversation in Selena.
They're prudes when they want to be prudes, and then they're not prudes when they don't want to be prudes.
Yeah. I love this comment on this story from Streeb Griebling from London, the UK, 9 hours ago. Nothing but a private sex toy for the Illuminati explains how she's got where she has on Zero Talent. First of all, that's rude. Second of all, if she's in the Illuminati, I want to know about it. That's cool.
Also, if she's in the Illuminati, she'd be more famous by now. Sorry.
That's true.
Are you kidding? She's been doing this for years. This would have been way faster if she was in the Illuminati.
Wow.
Faster.
If she was in the Illuminati, she would not be an Oliver Twist, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Rita Ora shows off her fit physique during Greece getaway. She's been in Greece, so she's been taking a lot of photos in the water and in bathing suits.
No, these are old pictures from Greece. I don't think she's still in Greece.
She in Greece? She's posted. Why is everyone posting about these photos then?
This is because they're old and they're really hot. I swear she did TBT.
More than one outlet has posted the photos of her in Greece.
I know, because they're hot. I just love our Who Weekly investigates. She in Greece?
Is she in Greece?
I don't think she's in Greece.
I swear to God, she's in Greece.
It was her sister's birthday.
She posted this photo
yesterday.
5 days ago of her in Greece. Oh, God. Do you know what the caption is? I'm screaming. Do you know what the caption is?
Yeah, it's I miss Greece.
Why haven't I posted these photos from the summer? I'll never know.
I'm telling you, she's not in Greece. She's in Mexico, you idiot. She's flashing her undies in Mexico.
I was like, she is jet setting, but she went to Greece in the summer.
I'm sorry. Going from Mexico to Greece is not a smart, that is not what she's doing. Okay. She's
is that
not
all
in
she's
Greece.
Up to?
No. Yeah, that's it. That's a lot, honestly.
I can't believe it's been 2 years since I released Anywhere. 2x Platinum, 900 million plus streams, 4.5 million copies sold, and one of the biggest songs of the year, especially at home. All thanks to you.
When Rita talks about old Rita news, I'm like, oh, we cover that on the podcast. That means this podcast is old.
We're an old podcast. It's fine. Okay, we're done. Thank you for listening to Who Weekly. You can call in 619-WHO-THEM if you have any questions, comments, concerns for our Friday episode of Who's There. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/WhoWeekly. A new episode will be out this week, if not today. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Buy tickets for our live shows at whoweekly.us. The New York ones are sold out, but you can come to New Jersey. Honestly, it's not that far. We love New Jersey.
It's not
come
that
say
far,
out
especially if you live in Manhattan. It's actually probably closer if you live in Manhattan. Come on.
Just come say hi to a friend. Honestly,
we only know
good
one person who lives in New
show.
Jersey.
And with that, we're done. We'll see you on Friday. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
They want to know.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey. I want to be famous.
Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by The CW. Watch new episodes of Batwoman on Sundays at 8/7 Central and Nancy Drew on Wednesdays at 9/8 Central. Or stream both for free on The CW app.